A public hearing starts today in Raleigh on Duke Energy's planned acquisition of Piedmont Natural Gas. Approval by the North Carolina Utilities Commission is the deal's final hurdle. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Duke announced last October it was buying Piedmont for $6.7 billion in cash and debt. It has two things Duke wants: a million customers in the fast-growing gas business on its home turf, primarily in North Carolina and also in South Carolina and Tennessee, plus a gas pipeline and storage network. Duke has become Piedmont's largest customer as it closes older coal plants and shifts to cleaner and cheaper gas, says spokesman Tom Williams.
We think natural gas, given the current trends and the very low costs we're seeing, will continue to be a predominant fuel as coal continues to fade out.
Shareholders and the Federal Trade Commission have already okayed the deal. The companies also have agreed to concessions with the Utilities Commission's Consumer Protection Arm, as well as the Carolina Utility Customers Association and the Environmental Defense Fund. They're promising charitable donations, money for energy assistance programs, and small rate reductions. The merger has its critics. Environmental group NC Warren calls the pre-hearing settlements backroom deals that make the commission little more than a rubber stamp. It's asking for new rules to make the process public. Environmental groups will protest outside the hearing this afternoon. They call the merger a marriage of monopolies that will lead to more pipelines and dirty fuels. The hearing begins this afternoon with testimony by CEOs Lynn Good of Duke and Thomas Skaines of Piedmont. The Utilities Commission is expected to approve the merger this fall, and it could be completed by year's end. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.